Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm having sex with the love of my life. My dream guy. I am talking to you mid-coitus, but multitasking. Here's the thing. I'm not very experienced sexually. But I am sure I'm supposed to be enjoying this a lot more than I am. Mind-blowing sex? It must just be a myth. Just like Thigh Gap.
Love, Sex, and Frankie.
I love that we still hang out.
Same.
Should I just ask him? He just said same. But what if he says no? Maybe I shouldn't and just keep it as it is. It's been a while now, right, Ben? Hooking up and stuff. Do you remember our pact?
Huh?
We always said if we were single at 35, we'd get married. You don't remember? Before we graduated college, your grandma's wedding ring? You said you'd give it to me when you proposed.
I kind of remember.
Yeah, well, I turned 35 the other day, and here we are. Do you think we'll ever be more than this? Like we used to be, always said we'd be?
I don't know, Frank. Probably. Maybe. I've just been kind of confused lately. Let's talk tomorrow. Good night.
Shit, I'm gonna be late again.
Frank, can you get the Agony Ant Special Edition out by tonight?
Sure thing, Beth.
Thanks, babe. Also, I need to fill you in on my latest love elixir experience. Wild.
Okay. Should I be scared?
You betcha. Let's just say I'm still very sore, and it was the best 3 days of my life. Chat later, okay?
Yep. Okay. How can Agony Aunt Jamie Hart save the teen dating crisis today? Dear Jamie, there's a really hot guy at my high school, and I don't know how to approach him. The prom is coming up, and I want to ask him, but I'm so scared he'll say no, and I'll look like a fool. Please help. Love, Susie. XO. Oh, bless Susie. Dear Susie, it's daunting as fuck to summon the courage, approach a hot crush, and ask him to an event as monumental as prom on top of it. But I believe in you. Go for it. Besides, what have you got to lose? He might say yes. And if he says no, know you're more than enough. And the right guy will be there as soon as high school hottie gets out of the way. Worst case, obvi. But he might just say yes. And you'll never know if you don't ask. Update me. With love, Jamie Hart. XOXO. Ooh, who is... Ben. Hey, feeling on top of the world? You free to meet tomorrow after works PM? Hells yes! Yeah, sure. XX. Shit, I'm always late.
Well, hello, my darling daughter.
Sorry I'm late, Mom, Dad. The subway was a wreck.
It's okay. You okay? Let's order.
I'm so hungry.
I want to get the green beans. You know, the one with the meat.
That's pork.
And?
We're Jewish. Jews don't eat pork.
I'm Jewish. I like the beans.
Ahem.
Fine. No beans.
So, honey, give us the juice. What's new?
Well, Ben and I were chatting, and he wants to meet me at a really romantic place tomorrow night. I have a feeling we'll be official again.
That's great news.
Mazel tov, honey.
Mazel tov. Oh, my baby, finally.
L'chaim to Frankie and Ben.
Frankie and Ben. Hey, you.
Hey! You look great.
Thanks.
Hi, can I get you a drink?
Yes, champagne, please. Thanks. How are you?
I'm great, Frankie. Never better. I've had such clarity since the other night when we, you know. And I've been wanting to thank you and talk to you because I've been so confused for so long. But after our night together, I'm clear as day.
Uh-huh.
After we spoke about our pact, getting married and all that, I just had this feeling. I knew.
Uh-huh. Knew what?
That I want to spend my life with...
Yes?
Jennifer.
What?
Yes! Jennifer! I asked her to marry me, and she said yes.
Yes?
Yes! She said yes, Frank!
Jennifer White, from Facebook.
Huh? Yes!
You asked her? You gave her your grandma's ring? My ring?
Yes! And Frankie, it fits perfectly.
Screw you!
Frankie? Frankie, honey?
Just leave me alone, Tyson.
I brought you some chamomile. What happened? Honey, I know we had a tiff and I said some things, but I care about you more than anything.
You were right, okay? There is no me and Ben. I was holding on to nothing. I am such an idiot.
No, you're not. Don't say that.
It's true. And he gave my ring to Jennifer from Facebook. I thought it was special. That our history and connection just meant something. I just want what my parents have. I just want to find my person.
So days turned into nights, and nights turned into days, week after week, and I'd spiraled into a depression over Ben, the piece of shit. My obliterated fantasy life with him, and how foolish I felt. Self-loathing is one of the heaviest burdens. The 4 weeks I lost in deep sadness was nothing compared to the 15 years I'd lost holding on to a complete fantasy.
You okay, my love?
Never better. Fucking thriving.
Want to get some sunshine with me?
Thank you, Tyson. Really. I forgot how pretty Williamsburg is. I've literally had my face buried in a pillow for, I don't know.
Too long. He doesn't deserve this.
Him? I don't deserve this.
No, he doesn't deserve this. You being this upset over such a jerk? If there was ever a time to get over someone, it's now. I know you don't want to hear it, but surefire way to get over someone.
Don't even.
Is by getting under someone else. Just one more date. Please, it will help distract you and you'll start to feel better. I'll never ask again after this. Promise.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I promise. Let's just see who's on. Him?
Filtered profile photos are an immediate no.
Him. Damn, he's hot.
I will not date someone who doesn't know the difference between there and there. Look. Hey, it's okay. I'll work it out. But thank you, Tyson. Really. I'm kind of feeling a bit lighter. I needed this. I'm so lucky to have you. Everyone needs a Tyson in their life.
Let's go.
Babe Town.
Where are you going?
A date with Sebastian from the Humble Mingle, a multi-faith dating app.
Yes, girl! I love that for you!
Tell all.
Well, all I know is he lives in Greenpoint and he's a Modelo, which I'm hoping means he's a giant beer. Regardless, I'm not wasting another second of my life. Love you guys. Toodles.
It feels like our little girl is all grown up. Just started her first day of school.
I know. I'm a little emotional. Go Saints!
Ice cream sundae, Sebastian.
Thank you.
Ooh, yummy. That looks amazing.
Here we go. Let me feed you.
Huh? Feed me?
Yes, come on.
Is this sexy now? Ah, brain freeze. Ah. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry, spilling perfectly good mimosa. I'm a bit clumsy when I'm tipsy. It's all over you. Oh yeah, you don't need to keep your t-shirt on in here. Especially with abs like that. Are you normal? Holy. Oh.
That's okay. It's just an old t-shirt. It doesn't really matter. It's a bit uncomfortable when it's wet. Let's get out of here, baby. Taxi!
How old are you again?
24.
I was 35 a few weeks ago.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. You knew everyone at that restaurant.
I work there sometimes.
So you're not a beer? What is a Modelo exactly?
You know, we say Modelo in Rio. You say Modo. Why would I be a beer, silly?
The pool is shallow, but the water's warm. Can I go to hell for this?
Hey, if you're not going to shut up and do this, I will.
Tyson, hands off. Driver, stop here. Modelo, upstairs, now. So this is what they meant when they say good sex can change your life. I had no idea what I've been missing out on this whole time.
This is so hot. I've never had sex with someone so old. It's awesome.
Thanks.
Oh my God. Let's go again.
Yes. 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 Good morning, Mai Tai. Is there any coffee?
Yes, hold up. That swagger and bed hair, I recognize that glow up. Got it on with Modelo. Good to see that it lived up to the hype. Sounds like you were bonking like your lives depended on it.
No, you didn't.
On behalf of all five boroughs, we did.
Oh, well, let's just say it was the most shallow 24 hours of my life. But to answer your question, yes, damn straight, got it on with Modelo.
High five to that. Yes, girl. And will you see him again?
I don't know. Maybe. It was so fun, and he's very sweet, but I don't know if I'd want to spend every Christmaka with the guy. You know? But we'll see. Hey, I'm going to head to the farmer's market. You want anything?
I'm good, love. Gotta run, but I'm happy to see you with a little pep in your step. It suits you.
Excuse me, how much are these flowers?
Just $5.
Awesome, I'll take a bunch, please. Oh, that smell, it's amazing.
It's the candles from the massage tent.
Oh, wow. I swear my senses are heightened today. Excuse me, hi there. How long is the wait for a massage? I just put my name down, but I don't have much time. The name before me on the list is James. Is that James in the chair now? Is that a shirtless James in the chair, I mean? Damn. I'm not a back person, per se. But ever seen a guy with a nice back before? Holy.
Huh? Did someone say my name? Oh, hey.
Hey. Huh? Ben? Listen to the next episode of Love, Sex and Frankie to find out what Frankie gets up to next. To meet our cast and crew and find out more, visit lovesexfrankie.com and lovesexfrankie on Instagram and Facebook.